take her by the hand, make a stand, buy some land, make some love, and them babies come. Raise them up. Raise them up. Yeah. Raise them up trophy high. Raise them up to the sky. Raise them up, show everybody that newborn smile. Raise them up tall and strong. Raise them up right from wrong. Raise them up so damn high they can hear God singing.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The striking machinists at Boeing are still striking, the union rejecting the company's latest offer, which included 35% pay raises over 4 years and $7,000 signing bonuses, but did not include restoring the company's pension plan, which was eliminated a decade ago. Charles Froemming, one of the machinists, asking of his bosses.
They get their pension, don't they? CEOs get $100 million worth of stock options when they retire. It's costing them billions a month. It's costing me thousands.
12 days until the election, Kamala Harris telling a CNN town hall last night she agrees with Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, who says Trump fits the definition of a fascist. Trump calls Kelly a total degenerate who made up the story. The Justice Department warning Elon Musk that his $1 million giveaway to registered voters might possibly be a violation of election law. The first lawsuit against McDonald's has been filed by a man who says he was infected with E. coli after eating a quarter pounder in Colorado. This is ABC News. Terror charges in Arizona against a teenager.
The teen is accused of plotting an attack at last weekend's Phoenix Pride Parade in the name of the terror group ISIS, according to Maricopa County prosecutors. Authorities say the teen allegedly participated in online chat rooms, including discussing what supplies are needed to make an improvised explosive device. Then authorities say he had those ingredients shipped to him. County prosecutors credited investigators and law enforcement partners for their hard work on the case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Thousands of bottles of the popular antidepressant Cymbalta are being recalled. Some have elevated levels of a toxic chemical in them. All the details are at abcnews.com. Seeing the World Series between the Yankees and the Dodgers on either coast in person could leave an Aaron Judge-sized hole in your wallet. The average resale price for a ticket to Game 1 tomorrow in L.A., $1,700. The lowest price for a ticket to Game 3 in New York, $1,500. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spirus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Construction has been recently completed for the replacement of the DNR Mercer Ranger Station. They invite you out to their open house on Tuesday the 29th from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., where you can stop by to see the new station and meet the local staff. Once again, that's this Tuesday, October 29th, from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. to see the new Mercer Ranger Station. Then, Wednesday the 30th in Ashland, the Sandbar is having their Halloween bingo night. This is taking place from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and bingo cards are $2 each. If you come in costume, you get a free card. They play 5 to 7 rounds with drink specials, fun prizes, and lots of Halloween fun. They also invite you to come early for a bite to eat. Once again, this is Wednesday, October 30th from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Sandbar in Ashland. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think, obviously, that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL, Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet in Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 62 this afternoon. There will be a few scattered showers late this afternoon into this evening, and then we will clear out after midnight tonight with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 54 the weekend. Pleasant with sunshine and highs in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33. 98 Q Country.
About that. hear a new song, and it's your favorite. But pretty soon you'll be changing the station, and all your old shoes are looking brand new. They want to be worn, but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing. To catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it soon as the shine's gone, like you always do. Well, you don't know it yet, but whoa. Make you wish that you were sleeping in my shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make you miss me. You're cold and hot, you burn out like a match. Keep a slip knot in the strings you attach. You think it's easy, but that's a lie. The only reason that you're good at goodbye is every boy you ever met was too easy to forget. Well, I ain't going out like that.
FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with a no coke sign. Stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old four couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coat sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is Georgia heat playing tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey,
Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
She loved him like he was the last man on. Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Lord, he loved make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly.
Tina McBride with Broken Wings in 98Q Country. Good morning, 34. It feels cold. I don't know about you, but I ducked outside. I was just like, ooh, hello. Some of those mornings, for some reason, you know, 30, 35 feels colder than other mornings. Humidity levels, barometric pressure, whatever, which way the wind's blowing. 34, again, is our wake-up temp, and we will see high temperatures today. Top out at a mystery temperature, I call it today, because my system is not willing to tell me right now. There we go, 59. Hey, we'll take that. We'll take 59 today. The National Weather Service description of today says a mix of clouds and sun. I love it when they do that, because that's pretty much 99.9% of the days. We don't get too many of those days where it's just total blue sky. So a mix of clouds and sun early, and then that'll be followed by cloudy skies this afternoon. That's life-changing. High of 59 today. Wind will be south-southwest at 10 to 15, so pretty nice. At least 50s right through the weekend. 60s are possible as we get into Monday and Tuesday, and even all the way through Halloween right now looking, acceptable. With possibly Halloween being the coolest of the next 7 to 10 days. We might see temperatures lingering in the 40s for Halloween Thursday, a week from today. For a lot of Halloween activities this weekend at various locations all around the country, all around northern Wisconsin. Got Fright Fest going on here, of course, with Trunk or Treat. Trunk Candy. Saturday down at Chrysler Park with some good stuff. So you can check out parkfalls.com. Chamber has all kinds of info on that. Have you checked out our list of items we have available for bid for Catkins? Man, you guys have been really going nuts on this stuff. We have a lot of bidding going on. And you can go to 98qcountry.com, click on Catkins Fundraiser. Now, right under the Catkins logo at the top of the screen, it says Bid Updates, I think it says. Click on there. It takes you to a sheet that Brianna and I are using to update the bid. So as they get updated, you'll see them instantly right there. So take a look at it. And that's just kind of a scripted list. It's just what it is, the bid, and who has the high bid. If you want to see like photos of the stuff, you know, just go back to the webpage and you'll see all the photos of everything. So I hope you'll consider bidding on some of that stuff for Catkins. It's our week of giving. Tomorrow is our day of giving. And I hope if you're able, you'll support Catkins. Maybe you have already in the past, and that's fantastic. But maybe you haven't, and you've always wanted to. You can drop off a donation here at the radio station today, tomorrow. You can call and pledge, if you like, at 715-762-3221. You can email us a pledge, WCQM at civicmedia.us. We're hoping to raise 10 grand. Now, the thermometer we have out in front says 15,000 at the top, which is fine. I mean, we'll get what we get, I guess, right? We've done this for a lot of years, and we know that our 98Q listeners have been very generous in trusting us with these fundraisers. We have raised about $125,000 on the morning show since we started doing this with the Timeout Shelter and the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, and it's all been put to just really good use, and we'll continue that this year, our first year doing a fundraiser for Catkins. If you don't know about them, catkinsanimalrescue.org. They're a 501(c) nonprofit, and they are a no-kill animal shelter. They have 67 cats, Tanya told me, out there right now. Yeah, a lot of cats. And they're looking to add on out there after 14 years, and so they can accommodate all our furry friends and, you know, get them where they need to be, get them their forever home, their transition home right now is Catkins. So I hope you'll consider a donation. We're here till 4 today, tomorrow all day. Gray will be in tomorrow. And many of the volunteers from Catkins will join us to talk exactly about, you know, how it works out there. We have some news and sports twice an hour. We'll get you updated. So let's get to that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The striking machinists at Boeing are still striking, the union rejecting the company's latest offer, which included 35% pay raises over 4 years and $7,000 signing bonuses, but did not include restoring the company's pension plan, which was eliminated a decade ago. Charles Froming, one of the machinists, asking of his bosses.
They get their pension, don't they? CEOs get $100 million worth of stock options when they retire. It's costing them billions a month. It's costing me thousands.
12 days until the election, Kamala Harris telling a CNN town hall last night she agrees with Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, who says Trump fits the definition of a fascist. Trump calls Kelly a total degenerate who made up the story. The Justice Department warning Elon Musk that his $1 million giveaway to registered voters might possibly be a violation of election law. The first lawsuit against McDonald's has been filed by a man who says he was infected with E. coli after eating a quarter pounder in Colorado. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Much of the Badger State is still in high fire danger. In fact, in some parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin, the risk is now considered very high. Here's Brittany Merlot.
There have been 72 wildfires across Wisconsin in the past week, burning a total of 925 acres. Most of them were started by equipment like mowing operations, RVs, and more. But burning debris, even when it's been banned, has still been happening. Don't do it. One spark, even as small as a cigarette butt, can start a fire.
We're getting into cold and flu season. Extra hand washing and dry air can lead some to develop eczema. Dr. Abigail Tao, a Spirus dermatologist.
People with eczema tend to have more inflammation at the skin layer. So it presents with dry, itchy, scaly, rashy skin.
She says it's critical to take care of that dry skin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. In the past 7 days alone, there have been 70 wildfires across Wisconsin, with 27 of them starting because of improper equipment use. The Wisconsin DNR would like to remind you not to be lulled into complacency by the recent light rainfall. It is still dry, and they are still seeing high and very high fire danger across the entire state. You can help prevent wildfires by securing dragging parts and trailer chains to avoid creating sparks while driving, avoiding operating vehicles on dry grass, checking your tire pressure for exposed rims, maintaining brakes and other high wear components to prevent metal-on-metal contact, operating equipment, chainsaws, off-road vehicles, lawnmowers, etc., early in the morning or late in the day to avoid sparks at peak burn hours. But we do understand that sometimes that just isn't possible due to conflicting schedules or just what you happen to be doing during the day. So we also do ask that you just maintain constant vigilance and have a source of water nearby or an extinguisher in the event that a spark does happen to set a fire off. I'm also Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think, obviously, that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL, Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Jody with the Kurtz Island Sport Shop Fishing Report. Mild to warm weather, almost 80 degrees on 10/21. Not common for this time in October. Water surface temps averaging 52 to 55 degrees, low of 48 degrees and high of 57 degrees. Nice weather to be out and about. Muskie are good to very good. Maybe not surprising, but a larger percentage of muskie than usual being caught on artificials this past week. Fish from shallow weeds to out over 20 plus feet. Jerkbaits, divers, gliders, twitch baits, and even word of a topwater catch. Suckers working also, but not at the ratio expected. Kudos to guide Jake Smith leading his client to a 49.5-inch fish a week after boating a 48.5-incher. Northern pike are good. Not many people targeting, but good action on black chubs fished on weedless jigs. Eaters in the 22 to 27-inch range with a few low 30-inch fish for fun. Also being caught incidentally by muskie anglers on twitch and glide baits. Smallmouth bass are good. Good smallies on drop shot rigs over gravel rock humps of 16 to 26 feet. Ned rigging also scoring. Walleye are fair to good. Best along transition areas of gravel to mud on large fatheads and smaller redtails on 3/8 to 1/2 ounce jigs in 22 to 34 feet. Jigging shiver minnows and jigging wraps picking up some aggressive strikes. On lakes without the deep water, 25 feet plus, look for remaining green cabbage to drag chubs on lighter jigs. That's all the reports I gathered as fishing pressure for other fish has dropped. With one more nice day as of this report on 10/22, a week plus of low 30 to highs of mid 50s will put surface temps into upper 40s to low 50s. Should improve sucker bite while slow artificial action. Moving away from full moon period should help action. Still plenty of time left. This has been Jody with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Let's go fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and breezy today with a high right around 62 this afternoon. There will be a few scattered showers late this afternoon into this evening, and then we will clear out after midnight tonight with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 54 the weekend. Pleasant with sunshine and highs in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
98 Q Country.
I'm a little bit of ball cap, little bit of pearl snap button down shirt, little bit of big city concrete, but a lot more small town dirt. I can see your pretty eyes reading me like a map, wondering who I am and where I'm at. I'm in between.
Just holding down the middle.
Friday night wild and quiet Sunday morning between. Done after one and keep on pouring. Ain't too high, ain't too low, just slow down the middle, steady as I go. I ain't all holy water and I ain't all Jim Dean. I'm somewhere in between. Yeah, I'm somewhere in between.
I'ma need some whiskey glasses.
Or getting ready to party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Woke up late today and I still feel the sting of the pain. But I brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed through the mess and put a smile on my face. I got a little bit stronger. Riding in the car to work and I'm trying to ignore the hurt. So I turned on the radio. Stupid song made me think of you. I listened to it for a minute, but then I I get a little bit stronger.
98Q Country.
Combs and 98Q. Hope you are well on this Thursday, the 24th of October, 1 week away from, you better have some chocolate, 1 week away from Halloween. So if you're in a high traffic area for trick-or-treaters, you better get out of here and get ready and get prepared. My wife and I, we have chocolate in the house. The problem is we bought it too early. Yeah, so it's dwindling a little bit. Well, a lot of it. And hopefully we'll have enough for the kids. We're kind of in an area, our house is, if it was 30 years ago, we would be absolutely barraged. But nowadays, traditional trick-or-treating just isn't what it used to be. Halloween has changed, probably for the better. Probably for the better. I remember being dropped off at one end of town for Halloween, and my parents would say, "See you in a couple hours. Good luck." And then we just like ransacked the town. Well, we wouldn't like rant. We never got arrested or anything. Not that I remember. But I mean, we just kind of did the town. It's changed a lot now. It's changed a lot. And you got trunk or treat and all kinds of stuff like that. We still get a few of the traditional trick-or-treaters. That's always very nice, but nothing overwhelming. We always have plenty of chocolate left over at the end, which is our goal. We always, when we buy the chocolate for Halloween, my wife and I are like, all right, what do we like? It's not about what the kids will like, because you know if it's chocolate, you're in good shape, right?
whether it's a $100,000 bar or a Nestle or peanut butter cup, whatever. Snickers, you know, little bite size. If it's chocolatey, you're good. So I hope you are prepared. Halloween a week from today. Lots of Halloween festivities, though, going on this weekend. We have some words of wisdom to get you into this Thursday morning as we take time to focus on the family.
On July 13th, 2024, America was half an inch away from history. On a routine campaign stop in Butler County, Pennsylvania, presidential candidate Donald Trump was nearly assassinated by a sniper. The attempt would have been successful if not for what happened the split second before. Trump turned to look at something which shifted the angle of his head in relation to the bullet. Instead of becoming the fifth president to be assassinated, Trump suffered a relatively minor wound to his right ear, a half inch. That's how close America came to adding a tragic, ugly chapter to our history. That's how close all of us come every day to a future that looks a lot different than we hope it will. Near misses happen all the time. A plane with engine trouble lands safely. A child who wanders into the street gets pulled out of harm's way just in time. Truth be known, none of us are as in control as we think we are. At any given moment, we're a whisper away from disaster, which raises a good question. How do we find peace in such an unpredictable world? The only sure way is believing that life has greater meaning than the individual events that shape each day. In good and in bad, we can trust that a grand design is at work and that our lives have inherent meaning and purpose, no matter how unpredictable the journey may be. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jigsaw!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Sure, it's election season,
But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We have Pete with us from Wheelway with a special announcement from the folks down at Wheelway in Fifield. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
I understand that you guys have vehicles left from the big sale that you guys are going to make available here for a while. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We still got some inventory left over from the sale, some nice trucks, some minivans, some cars. We're going to reduce the prices even down even more. And every car that's on the lot, any reasonable offer, we're going to accept your offer.
All right, so they can get on in there. What are the when should they stop on by there, or how can they do that, Pete?
Hey, give us a call if you can't make it down here. Our number is 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Or go on our website, wheelwayautoswithanS.com, fill a credit application. Winter's coming up, and everybody's looking for a reliable and roadworthy vehicle. Every car that we sell has got a 1 month, 1,000-mile warranty. We got some nice inventory. They're looking for a new home.
And the service department, too. All right, Pete, Wheelway in Fifield. Good news for those looking for a vehicle. Pete, thanks for the
Absolutely.
Update. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Pete at Wheelway, Fifield, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Stop on down and check it out.
98Q Country.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. Told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I said I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see you tell